Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome to another edition of Hometown Heroes on Family Life. I'm your host, Bill Price. Our guest this week, Caitlin Lambert from DeShore, Pennsylvania. She's providing legal services to kids wrongfully imprisoned in Somaliland in Africa. Why did you get involved with this?
Kind of goes all the way back to when I was in college. And I had one professor who said, you know, when you graduate, Caitlin, you have to have one big idea to pursue. And my big idea at the time was East Africa and Rwanda. So I went to Rwanda and I had just an immense experience working with genocide survivors. And I knew then I wanted to become a lawyer.
Yeah.
So I came back to the States, became a lawyer. And then in 2015, when I graduated, I got this opportunity to go to Somaliland and work on a justice project.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Somaliland with a very narrow idea of justice. You know, the kind of justice that, you know, prosecutions and convictions and this idea of crimes and wrongdoing. But then in about 2018, we started a project for prisoners and condemned persons.
Mm-hmm.
And I started spending a lot of time in jails and prisons and, you know, got to see the humanity of the condemned.
Sure, yeah.
And the idea that you don't put crimes in prison, that you put people there. And especially in Somaliland, this is very critical for children. So Somaliland, you know, the GDP per capita is estimated at around $350. It's one of the fourth poorest countries in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And you go into these places and you see children, you know, 14, 15, 16, 17-year-olds sitting there in concrete cells. There's no public defender system to speak of. Lawyers are very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So that means, you know, the poor of the poor of the poor.
Mm-hmm.
Just go before judges without any defense.
What you're doing, how is it being received over there?
Very well. A lot of the judges that, you know, our cases go in front of, they want to do the right thing. They want to do what is best for children, what is best for their society, what is best for Somaliland. But oftentimes you need either a lawyer or what we call a legal advocate who isn't a lawyer, but works with the family, with the accused person, to know the law, understand the law, and then use it for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be something as simple as a lot of cases that we get, there are no birth certificates in Somaliland. So mm-hmm. unlike in the U.S. where, you know, we know when we were born, we know our age, it's documented in several places, this isn't the situation in Somaliland.
Yeah.
But you have to be 15 before you can be criminally prosecuted.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, you know, 13-year-olds, 14-year-olds, they can't prove their age or they don't know, their family doesn't know that they need to do that.
My sister used to live in Lesotho, and she was talking about the criminal justice system there and the fact that the cops were so corrupt. Is that what you're facing there? Just law enforcement itself is very corrupt?
There is an element of corruption, and a lot of that comes from the police. Maybe they make $100 a month. So in order to survive, they have to find different ways of making income, which is kind of the sad fact.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, really, though, in Somaliland, what hampers cases, what hampers the police more is not so much corruption, but the fact that the police force is coming out of military dictatorship, so they're still militarized. It's more about the police feeling that they're the ones in control because there's no civilian oversight of the police.
Now, how are you supported financially to be able to provide this service?
So we're establishing the Children's Legal Defense Center in Hargeisa, which is the capital of Somaliland. And to make this a reality right now, we're raising seed funding. We have a GoFundMe set up, Advanced Justice for Children in Somaliland. We're nearing our goal, but, you know, we're looking for people to join us in really fighting for justice in Somaliland with these children.
That's Caitlin. Caitlin Lambert from DeShore, Pennsylvania, this week's Hometown Hero. Join us next week as we search for your home, your town, your hero. It's Hometown Heroes on Family Life.